So tonight it's another edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. It's September 18th, 2025. If you're listening on the same night that I'm talking, we are going back to flashing back to November 25th, 2012. This is a 3-hour show, more or less, with a few cuts and snips. I can't give you lots of details about it, but there are interviews aplenty. One long one with Red, one time Crow's partner. Crow and Red are folks who lived alternately in Watsonville in a vehicle, probably outside. They were also the mainstays of the Homies for the Homeless protest in 2007, when we attempted to get the city attorney, force the city attorney and the Santa Cruz City Police to respect the Jones decision, which essentially found in Los Angeles that that's Bell versus Boise, which became Martin versus Boise, which essentially held that you can't arrest people for sleeping or surviving outside if you haven't got a legal place for them to go to sleep, because sleeping is an involuntary and natural part of the human condition that can't be, it's not willed, it happens. I suppose that was overturned, of course, by Grants Pass decision, which happened 6 years later, and that was a couple years ago now. Actually, was it a couple years? No, it was it was 1 year ago, wasn't it? 2024. Ah, yes, looking up the case, Supreme Court overruled Martin versus Boise in June of 2024, last year, in the Grants Pass versus Johnson decision. I thought it was further back than that. I guess because a lot has happened since then, or it feels that way anyway. But in any case, back in 2007 in Santa Cruz, in front of City Hall, Red and Crow were supplying, well, making their mobile home usable, the bathroom in their mobile usable for the dozen or more people who slept on the lawn at City Hall, protesting the city's anti-homeless sleeping ban and demanding that then Mayor Coonerty, I believe it was, implement the Jones settlement, which actually was a Jones decision before it was a settlement, which essentially held that you cannot implement the Santa Cruz sleeping ban sections of the camping ordinance in Santa Cruz without adequate shelter for people as an option. And the city, of course, ignored and then arrested, or should we say cited, drove away with police force and threats, and tickets, the sleepers at City Hall. But while they were there, they availed themselves of the generosity of Red and Crow, who said, use our mobile home for your bathroom, and which was necessary because the ordinary bathroom, which was at City Hall, was locked shut, so homeless people couldn't use it during the night. And I don't know, I don't recall whether it was also locked during the day. Anyway, she was fighting cancer, Red was, and we have a long conversation that goes on for about half an hour. And then there's more conversations with lots of other folks, lots of musical interspersing of the numbers from the musical Next to Normal. I think that's what it was, or is it Nearly Normal? It's Next to Normal, says the computer, which I found interesting and played a lot of, which also was broken up with discussions with activists around the DSAL controversy. Steve Plaich was active, local Santa Cruz activist, in defeating that. He talks about it a bit. And there's more as well. So I'm going to go directly into this show because it's got lots of music, so you can enjoy the music of the show and get back to, well, all these are songs of social significance, so you can hum the theme song, do it yourself, and enjoy the show.